But we have another, a WHRW celebrity with us. You are?
My name is Frank Allen. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
And it's too kind of you to call me a celebrity.
It was really your mother that had you. I just contributed on the radio.
Well, I appreciate it.
Now, you're the host of Debatatorium 2006.
2006, yeah.
And in the early days of Waxworks, which is at wax-work.com. Yeah,
you're putting an S at the end, and there's no S. It's Waxwork.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allen.
No, I'm just, I mean, technically, Waxwork is Jordan's. He's the one who he allows me a piece of his show.
Well, it's very kind because you're a very talented man.
Well, thank you.
But in the early days of Tractor Fiction, Jordan was the host.
About a show and a half, I believe he hosted. He did all of the first episode, and about halfway through the second episode, I kind of just came in and started talking.
Now, usually that's considered a little unorthodox. I mean,
well, to be honest, the show was his idea. Okay, I'll be honest, but it was a show that I was really very passionate about, and I wanted to help out in any way I could, and Jordan just didn't seem like he knew how to keep it going, how to keep asking questions of the debaters, and so I just started to jump in.
I have a question. How did you and Jordan meet?
Well, we met because we met on the internet in a Jack Chick chat room.
I see. So you were in there chatting about Jack Chick, who, yeah, we should explain to the audience, writes religious tracts. He's not in agreement with Gene Ray, who we listened to earlier on a lot of points, because, for instance, Jack Chick believes in God, whereas Gene Ray thinks God is evil. And
well, Jack Chick believes a lot of interesting things.
Yes.
He believes that the Pope is the Antichrist. He believes, well, he believed the previous Pope was the Antichrist. I don't know his feelings on the new Pope, but I'm assuming they're similar.
And if there can be more than one Antichrist, the current Pope is the Antichrist.
He believes that witchcraft is given power by the devil. He believes that, an awful lot of things, an awful lot of crazy, interesting things. And we discussed a lot of them. He believes the Holocaust was perpetrated by Catholics.
Right. So let me just get this straight. You were chatting about Jack Chick on the internet.
Yeah.
And you realized this guy Jordan had a show, and you just barged in one day and started hosting his show?
No, actually, we met before his show started. And he said, I have an idea for a show. I'm going to do this show. And I realized we discussed that he was local. I'm living here in Binghamton, and he is as well. And I listened to the first episode of the show, and I said, and then I saw him on the chat room, and I said, that was wonderful. Can I come in and observe? And I did. I came in, like I said, I came in as an observer, and for the entire tract itself, the performance of the tract for the second episode, I believe it was the second one, I didn't say anything. I didn't host the show at the beginning. But when it came time to have the debate, I just kind of, I saw that he was over his head.
Obviously.
And I just said, you know what, I'm going to allow me.
Because quite frankly, you're a lot smarter than Jordan is.
Well, we've had our arguments, but I mean, Jordan knows a lot of things, and he has been on Tractor Fiction since then.
I think I heard that episode.
Yes,
he was
famously
with
in the last
a man
episode.
Named Frank Allen.
I'm Frank Allen.
He was also on with, I think, a cat.
Yes, his cat was on as an expert,
and an Englishman named Rory St. John. I think
Rory St. John. Rory agreed to be on the show. He and I don't typically get along, but we did in this case.
Is the rumor true that if you should ever fall ill, Rory would take over Debatatorium?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will. I haven't written up a show will, so to speak, but maybe I should if that's the rumor, because I don't want that to happen.
Do you think Jordan would take it over again?
I'd rather have Jordan than Rory, but I might be able to find
it. What's the source of this animosity between you and Rory?
Look, we just have different views. I think part of it is became, in the early days of Waxwork, back when Waxwork, Welcome to the Waxwork Jordan Show, when it was a live show.
Right.
We both had segments on the show live, and it was mostly a green room thing. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I'd be waiting in the lobby, and I had certain things that I said to Jordan that he needed to have waiting for me in the lobby. And sometimes Rory would come in, and he would ingest the food I had requested. I don't want to name names, but, you know, the products I had specifically asked for, and they'd be gone.
That's very rude of him.
Yeah. Now, I think he didn't understand at the time, but still.
There's a lot of things he doesn't understand.
Well, he understands a lot of things differently, that's for sure.
Now, let me just, I think a lot of people are curious to know this. I mean, you're obviously the star host of Debatatorium right now. But
yes.
In the past, you, before this, you were obviously a very well-qualified man, knowledgeable about almost everything. And yet, you were spending your time on Jack Chick chat rooms, not doing anything that we can really trace.
Oh, no, okay. You know, that's true. Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying, here I am, a radio host. Well, where's my previous shows?
Right, I'm just curious.
Well, I didn't really have any actual broadcast shows. I did a lot of shows, you know, at home.
Okay.
I would have people come to my house and I would do interviews. But I have them recorded.
Of course.
But I just have never broadcast them.
They were not on a podcast or a webcam?
Oh, no. I didn't have... This was a few years back.
So you had a lot of radio experience, just not broadcast or in any way disseminated radio experience.
Yeah, home radio. It was... it wasn't broadcast ever. I would play it back to myself. So, I mean, I heard it. It sounded great.
So I guess you could say you had 100% audience appreciation.
Absolutely. I would write in letters, and I would read them on the air, and they were quite glowing.
Ava, do you have a question?
Wait, you read them on the air, but I thought you didn't broadcast.
It's a euphemism.
Okay.
On
mic.
On mic. I would be in my living room saying, hello, this is Frank Allen, and I'm on the air. But I wouldn't really be on the air. I would be on my, I mean, I'd be in the air, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be speaking out loud.
A lot of Waxwork listeners are confused. And they want to know what exactly your association is with Franklin Allenton.
I have no association with this man.
Okay.
I would rather have Rory St. John host the editorial in 2006 than Franklin Allenton. Franklin Allenton is a pretender to the throne, so
right.
to speak.
Right.
In this metaphor, I am the king, and he is the king-a-be.
I see. So he's sort of like a want-to-be king.
That compressed it.
Yeah, because you're much cleverer than I am. But, go on.
All right. So you and Jordan D. White both seem to have a fascination with the Jack Chick. Why is that? What fascinates you about him?
All right. Well, look, I'm going to tell you something that may have come clear during the original airings of Tractor Fiction. I think that Jack Chick is a complete nut.
I see.
I don't believe that he's right about almost anything. If he put out a track saying, yes, the sky's blue, I'd go, maybe not. Because I really don't believe it. And so I used to try to hide it, that I disagreed with him about everything, when I was doing the show, Tractor Fiction. But now that it's over, I feel comfortable. I can say... I think he was wrong about everything, but that's my opinion. I think he's wrong about
it. But you never gave that away on the show.
Like I said, I may have a few times.
Yeah. But you agree with Jordan in this respect.
Yes, which is probably why he won the debate.
Right. McCoy actually did not have as much of a say in this debate.
Oh, I can't say that out loud.
Oh,
but
all right.
I'll give you a wink. Wink. There you are.
Thank you, Frank.
In actuality, though, seriously... If Jordan and I had different opinions, we do disagree about some things. Famously, he voted for John Kerry and I voted for George Bush.
Oh, okay. I understand.
We do disagree about some things, but if we disagreed about Jack Chick, we couldn't have done a show together.
Right.
I mean, it would be too fundamental of a disagreement.
Now, I have a question for you just about your guests, because you've had a lot of interesting guests on. You've had a...
We certainly have.
A good Hitler from another dimension.
That's true.
You've had Emeril's wife.
That's also true. Mrs. Lagasse.
Right.
Felder, yes.
A lot of very unusual guests.
Some people famous, so to speak.
Some people just average citizens.
Yes.
How do you get these people on your show?
Well, I have less to do with that than you might think. I mean, my name is obviously somewhat of a draw at this point.
Right.
But I don't actually do the booking. I have people.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I had an intern... whose name I forget. I fired her. Well, I forgot her name because I fired her.
Right.
She had a habit of leaving the door open. Lots of people would just walk into the studio.
Right.
I didn't really approve of that because then we had people who didn't know anything at all. But sometimes, sometimes people, their agents will get in touch with us saying, mm-hmm. we want to get some good press here. And I believe that was the case with Good Hitler.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, other times we outreach to people as well. For example, in the Good Hitler case, his opponent His first opponent, Mr.
It was
Namreb, yeah. I think we put in a call to him because we heard he was a good debater and we wanted to have somebody on who could match wits with Hitler.
He was very convincing, I thought, when I listened to that one. But
he was. He was beaten narrowly.
Yes. And I hope to hear him again, frankly.
Well, you know, there are wild cards, so you never know.
Yeah. But, well, Ava has a question.
You can go first.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Are there any guests that have caused any sort of major disturbances in the studio? Any stories you'd like to tell?
Well, there is. There's one kind of infamous case. I wish I. Now I'm not as young as I used to be, so I have a little bit of trouble with names, as you can tell in the show, because a lot of times I'll have to say, "What's your name again?"
right at the beginning of the show. That happens sometimes.
I probably should write these things down, but I don't. At any rate, so I forget her name now. Off the top of my head, but we at one point had a quote-unquote blackologist on the show.
A blackologist.
Now, she was, I believe, the only... No, we might have had one other debater lose by default, but she was she very famously lost by default. It was in our last season, very close to the end. It was debating the tract Soul Story, and she lost because she was murdered in the studio because of her views, and everybody was kind of comfortable with that.
I see. So blackology is not really an accepted viewpoint in...
It's not. And the things that it espouses. I mean, you know.
The color black.
No. It was far more offensive than that.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, the callers in Debatatorium, I've noticed that they all have very high-quality telephones.
They do.
You can almost not tell that they're on the phone.
We have an amazing show. We have great producers. We get great deals through every single telephone company imaginable, but none that are open to the public, so don't bother asking for this service. Also, we have, you may have noticed, we have an amazingly respectful audience.
They're silent, almost.
We ask them, listen, we're doing a live broadcast here. Please don't make a lot of noise.
And they don't.
They don't. It's great.
Yeah. Now, you have a call screener that only lets in the most... the most sort of off-the-wall callers, it seems like. You've had, relevant callers, of course. Superheroes you let on the line. But you seem to have some very sometimes incomprehensible or maybe insane callers. Is that done on purpose?
No. I should say no. You said I have a call screener, but in fact, like I sort of alluded to earlier, I have had a number of call screeners. Every once in a while we have an episode where I say, you know, you're not doing your job here. I'll leave it to you to decide which calls caused firings. But there's been a few.
I understand.
We have a high turnover here.
Right, right.
Which may account for the incompetence of my interns, but it's a fact. I'm sorry.
I understand perfectly. Now, Mr. Allen.
Yes.
This question has come up in the past. Some of the people on your show seem to have accents that are totally unplaceable. What sort of places do these people come from? Sometimes they sound sort of English or Irish, but you can't really tell where they're from. I don't really understand.
That's an interesting question. I can't account for my guests' heritage, really.
Of course.
For all I know, they could be lying. They might not be British or Irish at all.
Are you saying people might go on Debatatorium or Tract or Fiction, and use a funny voice?
No, I'm not saying they would. I'm saying it's possible. I mean, we have people whose jobs it is to vet these people.
Of course.
But I trust those underlings, and again, I have to fire them a lot, so you never know. However, I should point out that at least once, I believe we had an entire tract on Tractor Fiction performed by an entire troupe of actual British actors who had the
really
most realistic British accents ever because they were British.
Well, everybody knows that British actors are the best actors around.
And they do the best British accents. Because they study them from birth.
They're totally convincing most of the time.
Most of the time. I mean, you could hear the occasional slip.
Right. So, now, Eva, you would ask the final question of Mr. Frank Allen.
The final question, all right. What do you think was the most memorable experience you've ever had on Tract of Fiction or Debateatorium 2006, what was the most memorable experience you've ever had in that?
That's a really tough question, but I appreciate you asking. Let me think about this for just a minute. I've had a lot of good times on the show. We've had a lot of celebrities on the show. We've had Charlton Heston was on the show a few times. We became friends. I would say, I got to tell you, I'm going to go with, and as cheesy as this sounds, I really liked working with Jordan on the air. So I'm going to go with the last episode of Tractor Fiction, because it was a powerful stuff. We had, I made up with Rory for the purposes of the show. It felt good.
It was touching, I have to say.
It felt good. And I had Jordan on. You know, he hadn't been on for a while. He, once in a while, would act on it, but he most of the time didn't. Oh, and I should mention, this wasn't in Tractor Fiction or Debateatorium, but I did have a ball acting in the show Decker and Hayes.
Great show. I loved the Father Bly character. In that.
Father Bly character? My character was already... No, my character existed with Father Bly, didn't he? I was confused there. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, no, he didn't. No, what season was Father Bly? Third season?
I believe
he was.
Second
season. Yeah. So I never interacted with Father Bly.
So thank you, Frank Allen, for coming out of hiding
and
appearing on WHRW Binghamton.
You know, I love the station. I would love to be on WHRW Binghamton even more than I am.
I'm sorry. Can I just ask one more question?
Go ahead.
You may.
I know you're talking about Jordan D. White and his acting on your show. Do you think Jordan D. White's a good actor?
Well, he has his moments. He would play the devil every once in a while, and it would be kind of humorous, especially the stupid faces he'd make while he was acting.
He does
these kind of like, I can't describe them on the air, but I could do an impression, but you'd have to see me, and that doesn't work on the radio. But it's very funny.
Do you do impressions of his voice?
No, I can't. I mean, I can try, but I don't think it'll.
Could you just please do a Jordan D. White voice?
No harm in it.
I'd love to hear it.
Do a Jordan D. White voice. All right. What is he? Hi, this is the Jack.
God, that sounded just like him. That was a good impression.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm so silly. That's him on guard duty, you know.
Good job.
Thanks.
All right, you want to do a station ID for us?
Sure. I mean, I've done them before, but...
Okay.
You're listening to WHRW Binghamton. This is Frank Allen of Debateatorium 2006.
Thank you for coming on, Frank.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.